So today, here's what I'm confessing. I could be like one of those people that gets on social media or out in the community or out in the world where I kind of like other people seem to be happier, more successful, mm-hmm. better parents, better spouses, all those sort of things, you know, the good life. And there's some days where I get down and I'm like, man, that doesn't seem to be me. And it seems far away. Well, that leads to a lot of discontentment and stress mm-hmm. and possibly depression, a lot of bad things. And I love God's word because it has wisdom for pretty much everything. So yesterday I was reading through Psalm 37 and I was hit up the head with a couple of really, really important things. One was this simple line that says, do good, trust God. Mm-hmm. I mean, just as simple as that. Do good, trust God.
This is one of my favorite psalms, by the way.
Oh, good, good, right? Yeah. So help me out here. So, mm-hmm. so it says, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land, enjoy safe pasture. Take delight in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. Mm-hmm. Later on in scripture, we see that Paul he says this in Philippians. He says, I learned the secret of contentment, whether I have much or whether I have little. And then he says, I can do all things in Christ who strengthens me. And so it's that settling ourselves in contentment of the Lord is really, really important. But there is the ugly side of getting trapped in discontentment, getting trapped in resentment, in comparison. And going back to Psalm 37, it says this in verse 8, refrain from anger, turn from wrath, do not fret, it only leads to evil. I'm like, oh my goodness. Right there. Fretting turns oftentimes maybe to greed, envy, jealousy, mm-hmm. yep. all these other things that stir up inside of us. You know, when you look in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, it talks about resentment being the chief offender, meaning that resentment is going to get you to drink quicker than anything mm-hmm. else. It's going to get us to medicate and do all these unhealthy things in our lives and possibly even feed addictive behaviors. So the confession today is my discontentment actually is beyond just discontentment. My fretting and my envy is beyond that. It actually makes me vulnerable to much more dangerous and destructive things in my life. And like Paul, I'm going to be on the journey to learning the secret of contentment and finding yeah. contentment in the Lord.
It's a learning process.
Yes. Yeah. It's a muscle.
Well, it shows yeah. you what you want, right? And yes. that psalm is great if you highlight all the action steps in there.
Oh, that's very good.
It tells you what to do
yeah.
instead.
That's so good, Joe. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So read Psalm 37 today.
Yep. That's your homework.